Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show, Talking Gotham. Now, I just rewatched this episode, Monday night's episode. Holy crap, balls, it was still so good. Now, normally, Amy McCracken from thevro.com usually does the recap shows with me, but apparently she's still at her little convention for One Tree Hill, and I can't be there, Mike, so the show must go on. So that's why I'm here. All right, so The Primal Riddle, that's what the episode was called Monday night. Holy crap balls. Again, I repeat myself, love this episode. Great, great episode. Beginning, we get to see freaking Ivy and Penguin find Mr. Freeze Dude, which, by the way, was freaking awesome. Then they find Firefly, which, man, when she threw that melted metal into her boss's face, I was like, I love Firefly. So it was great seeing that. Great seeing the villains get together to take on soon the other villains. And this is tough, though, because I'm a big fan of Tabitha and Barbara. And it's obvious that the Riddler, but he's going to have the court, it looks like, on his side. But then you got Penguin, and I'm a big fan of Ivy, and freaking, it's just, I'm so confused because my emotions, I don't know what side to pick. But it was great seeing them together, and you can definitely tell that something is going to happen huge soon. Speaking of Barbara and Tabitha, it was great seeing them. Holy crap balls. Barbara is just awesome and great in every scene that she does. And Tabitha, she is just as equally badass. And in the club, she looked extremely hot, I might add. So it was great seeing them. I'm very surprised, which I'm not surprised, but Barbara loses at the end of this episode right in front of Tabitha. And Butch sees it all and reminds Tabitha as well. I mean, she's definitely doing it for herself. Barbara is a little selfish, right? So I'm wondering where this relationship is going to go. Are they still going to stay together? I mean, it's obvious that Tabitha still cares for Barbara. I don't know, Butch, it seemed to me, I don't know about you guys out there, Gothamites, but it seemed to me that Butch was kind of like hinting like, this is going to be trouble, meaning I need to take care of Barbara and knock her out of the picture, that way we can focus, because it's obvious that he still has hots for Tabitha, right? So I don't know how that's going to pan out, but I mean, with the villains versus the villains, Penguin and them, they're going to have to like put their differences to the side and get ready for war, right? So I'm curious to see how that's going to pan out. Emo Bruce. when he's sitting there talking to, what's her name? Was it Catherine of the court? And talking about how she was kind of saying that he's getting close to Alfred. I actually thought it was Alfred. I did not see his visit to Selina coming. And I think he was trying to be nice. It's obvious that he definitely likes Selina. But when she goes off and then throws that thing of, you're looking out for me when Bruce would look out for the whole city of Gotham, and then starts just cutting them deep. I was like, ouch, even though I don't like Emo Bruce. Ugh. And then I did not see that coming. Pushes her out the freaking window. Pushes my Selina mini cat out the freaking window. So she's dead, right? Because that's what it seemed like. But then the cats all come around her, and I'm sure they're going to wake her up. So, yeah, when I was watching this for the second time, I still dropped my mouth still dropped open. It was just I did not see that coming at all. So that too, I'm curious to see how that's going to pan out. Jim is now official member of the court. Riddler is now with the court. This episode was so good, so good. And next week, or not next week, this week. Well, no, next week, it's next Monday night. It looks like we're going to get some Bruce, and it looks like training is still going on with Bruce. And there's some drama with, you know, the villains and everything else, which is going to be great. So kudos to this episode. Everybody involved, I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. And that's it for this review. Like I said, Amy couldn't be with me. Hopefully she'll be back with us next week. If you want to hear more of our reviews, you can go to iTunes and search Talking Gotham on iTunes, or you can go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Everything is there as well. iWatchMike.com. That's my blog. You scroll to the top, you'll see something that's a little tab that's called podcasts. Click on that and you can't miss us there. Okay, there you go. Perfect. Amy's blog is thevro.com, so make sure you check that out. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. iWatchMike on Facebook. My Snapchat's on my blog. And that's pretty much it. Shout outs to everybody that's showing love to the show. Gotham Addicts out there. Shout out to my Gotham TV podcast. My peeps from Ireland, Dublin, Ireland. What's up, y'all? That's it. I've got to go because my son's about to go to sleep, and I know my wife's going to throw a pillow at me in just a few minutes. Peace.
Gotham is on a knife edge, but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.